Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Really appreciate you being here. We're underway. Oh, my goodness. If you follow me on Twitter, which you should, at Callahan on Air. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Wow, we've had a lot to talk about here. And a couple days into the season, there's been a lot going on, and we've seen some spectacular performances. Already Connor McDavid dropped a hat trick on us opening night for the Edmonton Oilers. That was fantastic. Fantastic. We saw a couple of shutouts. We've seen some just tremendous plays so far. But there's also been the flip side of that, which I think a lot of you have been noticing, and that's what I want to talk about today. It's kind of sloppy out there. And I understand and I know what you're saying and I get it. Look, it is kind of sloppy out there. Defensive pairs don't quite look together yet, especially new ones. Line combinations still kind of feeling their way. Even the ice isn't ready yet. If you look at the game ice, watch towards the end of the period how snowy it gets and how beat up it gets. That's got nothing to do with the weather. I mean, it's just the ice is still fresh. It hasn't been skated in the way it would normally be skated in on a training camp. Also with exhibition games, normally you've got probably two-a-days going during camp, at least for part of it. Then you've got actual games being played on it. There were no preseason games this year. There were fewer practices than normal, and part of that was out of an abundance of caution because of COVID-19, but part of it was some teams were just not allowed to practice. And of course, it's easy to cite the Dallas Stars because they even had to push their opening series against Florida back because of COVID-19. We're going to have to deal with that stuff as we go, but the point is, normal preparation for a season gives you time to work out a lot of the things that teams have had to now start working out in games this week and even next week. You're going to see what Barry Trotz, when I worked with him in Nashville, he would call detail in your game. And you can see exactly what he means by detail by observing the following. I don't care who your team is. If you watch your team, watch the following. Watch for execution. Watch for following routes, whether it's on forechecks, breakouts, set plays, anything you expect a set play. Watch whether or not guys are following their routes or routes, depending on where you're from. So watch that. Also, watch timing plays. You will notice that, except for guys who played together before, and even for some who have, timing plays aren't necessarily there yet. You know, there might be a late break on a puck, a late pass. Maybe you don't anticipate a teammate's going to be somewhere. There's timing issues going on right now. Things of that nature are what you're going to see. The mechanical X's and O's of the game itself. Actually knowing where you're supposed to be. And if you've joined a new team, it's multiplied. If you're a young player, it's multiplied. Because everybody's trying to catch a moving train right now. All these games are worth 2 points. Can you imagine if the first exhibition game of the season was worth 2 points? Guess what? It is. And this is the first chance teams will have to really figure things out and get themselves going. It's why a hot start is more important than ever, because there will be teams that sputter out of the gate. And then when everybody gets going 2 weeks from now, everyone else is going to be chasing that team that took off fast. So, well, at least it's a level playing field. Everybody's had to deal with the same thing, the same conditions, the same lack of ice time, lack of preseason preparation. So, from that standpoint, no one can really complain, except we can all generally complain about it in the world of hockey because we're seeing the sloppiness that we, if you were to attend training camp every day and you were to watch all of the scrimmages and if you're that fan, that's what you're seeing right now. You're seeing that try to work itself out, and it will. It's like shaking off rust. You get your timing back. You get your feel back. All those intangibles that come with just playing games. Eventually, you're in your routine. The motor's humming. You're running, you know, smoothly as a team, and your routine is back, and you feel comfortable in it. And that's when you will see the really good hockey being played. But no matter who your team is, even if they started extremely poorly, you can expect that they will get better, and they will. But it's something that's going to take some time. And so that is something to watch. You'll see those things getting better and better. If you were to go back 2 weeks later, you watch a game and then come on back to opening week here and watch, you know, a couple of shifts or a couple of periods, you'll notice a huge difference in everything I've just talked about. So don't worry. It is going to get better, hockey fans. But you know what? Some hockey is better than no hockey. And hey, we have a 56-game sprint to the finish of the regular season, and then it's going to be even more fun in the playoffs. Looking forward to it. It's an unusual season, so you know what? Just sit back, enjoy it, and let's watch some hockey together. All right, I already mentioned you can follow me on Twitter, at Callahan on Air. Dropping the Tiny Biscuits a couple times a week. Please subscribe to the podcast if you like it. In my Twitter bio, there's a link to join our Talking Puck Discord. Hope you can be a part of that. And on Sunday nights, don't miss Mike Haynes and I, two former NHL play-by-play guys, talking puck. Yes, indeed, it is back. Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on YouTube and on Twitch, Talking Puck TV. Mike and I look forward to seeing you there. Take care, everybody.